Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Drew. I need to warn you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I was going to file my claim online, and it said that all of the benefits that has been entitled, it said my claim was exhausted, and I think it's because I filed late last week. And I was trying to reopen that.
So can I get that Social Security number?
Yes, it is 422-88-9365.
All right, and can you confirm your first and last name?
It's Muriel Haley.
And what's your date of birth, Ms. Haley?
It is 3560.
And your mother's maiden name?
Butler.
Okay, so it looks like you filed back in October of last year?
Yes.
All right, so it looks like it's exhausted, which means that you've used up all of the funds that were possibly available.
Oh, so I was thinking it was because Friday I missed the deadline when I had filed. I did it a couple minutes late, so that's what it is.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Have you been employed since?
No, sir.
All right. So, unfortunately, actually, I think I should be able to. Would you like to go ahead and reopen that claim?
Yes, if I can, please.
And just see if anything will come from it.
Okay, that'll be perfect.
All right. All right. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
All right. And did you have any time in college?
No, sir.
All righty. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Can I get the state it was issued in and the driver's license number?
It's Alabama. And let me go grab it really quick.
All right. Take your time.
Okay, it's 529-0175.
All right, thank you so much. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments either through direct deposit or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which option would you prefer?
Just how it was set up through my direct deposit.
All right, so I do need that account and routing number again.
Okay, hold on. One second, my husband's getting my thing out of the form.
Don't worry about it. Like I said, take your time, hon.
I was hoping all that was going to be saved from last time.
No, ma'am. It's just on the off chance that anything's changed.
Okay, the routing number, you want that first?
Yes, please.
It's 062-00-0080.
All right, and what is that account number?
It's 1010-133-980439.
And just to confirm, that account number is 1010-133-980439.
Yes, that's correct.
All righty. And what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 20158 Calhoun Road. And that's Eufaula.
In Eufaula?
That it's McCalla, McCalla.
All right. And is that what's the zip code?
35111.
All right. So just to confirm, that mailing address is 20158 Calhoun Road, McCalla, Alabama, 35111.
Yes.
All right. What is your home address different than your mailing address?
No, it's the same.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. And what is a good phone number to reach you at?
It's 205-434-7571.
All right. And that's 205-434-7571.
Yes.
All right, just so you know, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. So I'm going to ask you a series of randomly generated questions. Okay.
Okay.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1138 Snow Hinton Drive, 2641 North Chandelier Lane, 603 Crumpton Drive Southwest, 654 Canyon Road, or none of the above?
Like I've lived there, none of the above.
Or lived there, worked there, been there.
None of the above, I don't.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1997 BMW 3 Series, a 1999 Pontiac Grand Am, a 2001 Oldsmobile Silhouette, a 2005 Honda S2000, or none of the above?
My daughter, what was the year? No, she bought that. What was the, you said a Pontiac Grand Am?
A 99 Pontiac Grand Am.
And the refund stuff for her. Oh, she did. None. She was already married.
In which of the following cities have you attended college? Charawa, Cincinnati, Manitowoc, Phoenix, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
Am I applying for what?
Disaster unemployment assistance.
Oh, no, no.
And what is the last day that you worked?
It was October of 2021. I'd have to go through my paperwork to find my last day.
Do you remember about when in the month?
I'm going to say the 18th or the 17th to 18th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trader occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring call?
No.
Are you part of a union is what it's asking.
No, I'm not.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your job title at that job?
I was a cook.
Fast food or restaurant?
Nursing home.
So cafeteria. And are you seeking work in the same occupation?
Am I what?
Are you seeking work in the same occupation?
Yes, in that and in other types too, because I've done production work and all that, so I'm trying to.
All right. And who is your most recent employer?
It's Nolan Health Services.
All right. Do you remember the phone number? If not, I can look it up. And do you remember when you started?
When I started, yes. And when I first started it was Nolan Health Services, and actually Felder come in and took it over. So I don't know. When Corona came, I was moved to a different. So you need to know my start date?
Yes, ma'am. And was it in Birmingham?
No, it was in McCalla, Tuscaloosa County.
Have you received, or do you, and while you're looking for that, do you mind if I just continue on with the questions?
Yes, I'm fine.
Have you received, or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why do you no longer work for the company?
That was let go.
And
we moved to a different facility, and then when we moved over there, there was basically nowhere for me to work there, so they let me go.
So would you say it's because your position was eliminated?
Yes.
All right. Have you found that start date?
I'm looking. I'm trying to find it. I know it was 2016. You have to know the exact date. I'm going to have to find my folder.
Do you remember what month?
Probably March or May.
Okay. And then do you remember about when in the month? Was it towards the beginning?
Beginning. That was so.
All righty. Okay, so do you remember, you still know your PIN number?
Yeah, the one that I
You
set
used to
up
file.
for this.
For when you do your weekly certification, yes.
Yes, it's 9365.
Okay.
Well,
And do you
I
still
think
want? Go ahead.
I don't think I. Yeah, I still want it the same. I try to keep everything the same because mom I
And do
use
you
it.
still want 10% to come out for federal income tax?
Yes.
All right. So I'm not going to go over all this with you because we're done. You know what numbers to call if you need what. You know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
So.
I know last time I've done this, I had to send in my tax form. Do I have to do all that again?
I don't know.
Okay. Because I thought I better go and get all that
So,
done.
but you know, file by Friday. Don't file again this week, file next week.
Okay. That's what I.
Do your weekly certifications by 5 on Friday.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not going to waste your time reading all this to you.
Yeah, I know where I messed up, where I did it too late last
Yeah.
Friday.
But it's a good thing
But
you called
okay.
because then that also told you like what was going
Yeah.
on. So,
Okay. Well, thank you so
not a
much for
problem.
help. Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.